Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second Terrence Take here on radio. In case you missed our first podcast, which is available to listen to over and over again as many times as you want, at massmedia.plu.edu under radio and podcasts, I want to remind you all who I am and what the show is going to be about before we get started. So I am Taryn Warden, a senior here at Pacific Lutheran University who is basically an all-around pop culture super fan. I'm obsessed with anything and everything celebrity, but I especially love scandal, like things that can get me to gasp, like that is what I live for. And Terrence Take is an entertainment news recap of everything going on, along with what we really think of these stories. I do want to remind you that even more arts and entertainment stories can be found on Mass Media's website, including things here on campus. Again, that's at massmedia.plu.edu. And we want to hear from you throughout the show. Feel free to call in at any time. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Once again, that is 253-535-7332. Did you know that it's National Coffee Day?
Actually, I did not.
Well, I'll tell you for free. Here's a PSA. Krispy Kreme is giving out free coffee and free glazed donuts to celebrate.
Aren't they open until like 11 p.m.?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to haul my ass over there. Well, I think I can say that on the radio. Uh-huh. I found out like we can say bitch on the radio too, by the way.
Well, as college kids, I thought that we need as much free food and coffee as we can get. So I thought I'd mention that since, it's basically down the street from us. And I was not paid to say that.
No. Tacoma Mall though, right? Is that where it's at?
Yeah, in the parking lot.
You get to go down Steel Street. Isn't it Steel Street you're supposed to take?
I think so.
Not I-5. I-5 is terrible.
Yeah, they have all sorts of lane closures, but...
Okay, I think it's... Well, you know, you can Google Maps it. You know how to do it.
Well, today I'm joined again by my friend and fellow gossip enthusiast, Matt Salzano. So how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. Gossip enthusiast seems like too strong for what I am. I'm like a Terran enthusiast and like therefore like a low-key gossip enthusiast.
I also
like Scandal. When you said that, I immediately thought of the TV show. Do you watch the TV show Scandal?
Uh-uh.
Kerry Washington.
But I do watch all the commercials when they air.
Yeah, that's a good show. You would like that show. Okay. Yeah. My name's Matt Salzano. I'm a junior here at Pacific Lutheran University. I'm the editor of The Mast. Taryn and I are friends because of that. And here we are, you know, hanging out, talking about
ready
celebrities doing dumb
tea things.
Spill some tea. You know, somebody said spill some tea in a meeting I had the other day, and we had to explain it to someone who was 20 years old. The poor thing.
Oh, man.
She got ridiculed. It was a little mean. We were a little mean to her. But
oh, no.
Spill the tea.
Well, I actually have a confession to make. So with all the protests going on in North Carolina and the shooting in Burlington, which is only like 90 minutes from here, the train crash this morning, etc., I felt really guilty about doing this show. Because there's like so many deep things going on in the world, especially right now. And I'm over here talking about Kardashian drama. But then I was thinking, like, people are allowed to be invested in important social issues and enjoy shallow things like celebrity gossip at the same time. And those things are actually what will probably keep you sane. And looking at other people's lives usually makes it easier to deal with your own. Because, totally. I mean, I'm over here gossiping like shallow things, but I'm invested in social issues too.
Yeah.
Well, so I didn't feel as guilty.
Yeah. And it's okay to turn your critical filter off sometimes. That's one thing my professor Kate Hoyt has been saying a lot in class is like, you can't always be upset and sad.
Yeah.
You have to spend some time enjoying yourself too.
So with all the chaos that's going on in the world right now, I hope that me and Matt can give you all 1 hour to escape reality and laugh at silly things and feel...
Self-care.
Yeah.
Matt and Taryn, self-care enthusiasts via gossip.
Be productive today, even if the only thing you do is self-care.
Yeah.
So last time we were here, we talked a little bit about who we like and who we don't like. I was saying I'm not a Beyonce fan. You were saying you are a Beyonce fan. And you never know, I might tell you guys a little story at the end of the show about when I found Beyonce shopping.
Ooh.
You also weren't a fan of Taylor Swift, and I agreed with that. But who else do you like?
So I was thinking about this. I wrote this down last time, but forgot to say it. I'm a big, not actually fans of their music, but I'm a really big fan of tracking their BS. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
The Biebs.
I've always been attracted to Selena Gomez, like, since I was a young man.
And she was the first person to hit 100 million followers on Instagram, like, two days ago.
She's pretty cool. So I was always very attracted to her. Always very attracted to Justin Bieber. And one thing that I was tracking this summer were those nudes that came out.
And it was like of him with his girlfriend.
Yeah, it was multiple times over the summer. And I was realizing, I was like, damn, we should talk about that. Like, that popped up on my Tumblr, so I found it. I was like, that's Justin Bieber naked. Yeah. I'm all about that.
Well, I personally, I have, I guess, a sweet spot for Britney Spears. Like, I personally love Britney Spears, and I feel like she really can do, like, no wrong, even though, like, vocally she's not very talented or anything. And I let her slide on so many things that I wouldn't let anyone else slide on. I don't really know why, but I think it's because when she came out, I was, like, 2 or 3 years old, so she was kind of, like, the first pop star I ever, like, was invested in at all, and, like, the first pop music I loved.
Yeah, but it's true for a lot of people.
Yeah, I just let her slide so much.
Yeah, that's okay to some extent, right?
Yeah. Okay, so who else do you not like? Because I almost feel like who you don't like is more important than who you do like.
I mean, we're going to talk about this later in the show, but I'm really not a fan of, like, Brad Pitt and Angelina.
Yeah.
I just don't, it's not, it's, like, worse than hate. I just completely indifferent. Like, I don't need, why are you important?
Yeah. I would say I'm not a fan of either of them, but, like.
Jolie, that's her last name. Angelina Jolie.
I am a fan of, like, the story. Like, it was so
Yeah, the drama is crazy. Fun, but I don't care about them.
Yeah, yeah. I say I also personally cannot stand Katy Perry. And I remember you mentioned her last time.
Yeah, I know you don't like Katy Perry, but, like, Katy Perry is pretty great. I love Katy Perry.
She's okay.
I used to, at least.
Yeah, I think she just, like, thinks that she's more creative and, like, more out there and more, like, groundbreaking than she really is. And she also gets caught copying almost, like, every single thing she does from other people.
Yeah.
And
but
not
also,
just
like,
Gaga, but, like, she is a total copycat.
Yeah, but that's also kind of how artistry works. Like, we can also talk about all these times that Lady Gaga copied Marilyn Monroe. Like,
yeah.
It happens.
But
I mean, I understand what you're arguing, that Katy Perry does it, like, more egregiously than other artists, but also
well,
I have a hard time having
She won't own up to any of her references.
Yeah. Which is disappointing. You should be able to say, like, yeah, it's an homage to X, Y, or Z. But when it's your direct competitor, that's when it gets uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I thought that I need to fill you in on the main stories that we talked about last time we were here, which was Kimye versus Taylor Swift, Lindsay Lohan, and Chris Brown. So there hasn't been much development with the whole Kimye thing, except Kim told Wonderland magazine, quote, "I never publicly talk bad about people. I still don't feel like I have. I'm being honest. I'm a fan. I like her music. There was no shade," when she was asked about those infamous Snapchats that I played you guys last time. And Kanye got himself into another feud, but it's different and it's not with Taylor. We'll discuss that in a little bit.
Good. I'm excited. Kanye is one of my faves.
Yeah, he gives me a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so contentious. We also talked about Lindsay Lohan and the violence with her fiancé, Igor, right? Igor? We're going to say Igor.
Yeah,
over in
like
Europe.
That.
When the cops were over, she yelled that their relationship was done, but they were later spotted still together, still fighting on the beach. After our show, Lindsay appeared on Russia's Channel 1 TV as her, because, you know, Igor, right? You can tell in the name. He's Russian. She explained their relationship did end when the cops were called, saying, quote, "I went to bed and he broke into my house. He started strangling me. I feared that Igor may splash acid in my face. I jumped out to the balcony and shouted with all my force, 'He's trying to kill me. Call the police.' I am lucky to come to Moscow to speak."
Well, Edgar, he did not take that lying down, of course.
Where does the acid come from?
I don't know. So, the details are starting to spill out, I guess, but he responded with a statement to E! News. He said, quote, "It's come to my attention that my former fiancé Lindsay Lohan is planning a new smear campaign against me in the Russian and international media. My relationship with Lindsay came to an end in July 2016. In the weeks that followed, there were numerous attempts to discredit my name by inaccurately portraying the nature of our relationship, publishing distorted facts, and making false accusations."
It's amazing to me that these people think enough people care about them to have these problems, right? So Lindsay goes on to say Igor had no money, so they lived in her house, and she paid for everything. But he is also denying that he's denying that because he thinks, like, he's like, no, I'm the breadwinner. He paid for the engagement ring, even though she claims she did. And he still claims that he paid her bills while she was filming a movie. So let's just say this is one hell of a messy breakup, and it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon, which I guess works out good for Taryn and I and all our fellow gossip enthusiasts. But come on, Lindsay, I'm rooting for you. Well, am I, though? I'm saying that because I, like, want to be rooting for her, but I'm more so rooting for it to be over.
Yeah, yeah. Another big relationship mess is our story with Chris Brown, who had his stand-up with the police.
Pretty exciting.
It was reported that Chris Brown is being investigated by Child Protective Services because he has a daughter, and their custody agreement could change because he was charged on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. So if you didn't know, last March, it was revealed that Chris Brown fathered a child with Nia Guzman, who I don't think she was famous or anything. I think she's just a normal chick. The daughter's name is Royalty.
Awesome name.
Which explains the last album's title. And Chris won joint custody this May. In an Instagram video that he deleted, of course, like his 9-hour police standoff videos he deleted, he said, "I take care of my daughter fully. Somebody make an accusation. 90% of y'all believe it, and it's BS. I take great pride in being a father. I love my daughter. All these allegations and BS. Stop lying, bro." And then after that, Royalty's mom, goodness, Nia, and him started fighting all over Instagram, which is an entirely new mess. But we'll see what happens with CVS, and I'll let you know what happens.
God, I mean, it's just terrible. There's a child involved. Royalty, also, is she Royalty Brown?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, at least
great last name, yeah, or great first name.
I mean, it's sort of like Northwest, name, where it's just like, did you really, like, Royalty Brown is, like, kind of cool, though. Like, there's a certain, like, triumph of blackness or brownness that's in that, I guess. But also, anyway, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be going through the stories in music, movies, TV, relationships, and all other craziness rapid fire. You don't want to miss it. This is Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and Matt Salzano. Here's Sia's new track, The Greatest, with rapper Kendrick Lamar on Loot Air Student Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Taryn Warden, and you're listening to Taryn's Take with me and Matt Salzano on Loot Air Student Radio. Don't forget, you can give us a call anytime to ask us about a story, tell us what you think about a story, or if you're brave enough, you can even fight us on our opinions. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Once again, that's 253-535-7332.
Last time we were here, we were a little busy telling you guys about who we were, and the Kimye versus Taylor story was pretty complicated, so that took some time to explain. But today we're going to fill you in on everything, and I really mean everything, that happened since our show, September 15th. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Taryn, music news. Fill us in. Rapid fire. Go.
Okay, well, we just played Sia's new track that she just released, and it was just announced to be on the deluxe version of her recent album, This Is Acting, which will be out on October 21st. But she also released a music video for the track without Kendrick Lamar's verse, which was a tribute to the Pulse Orlando shooting this summer with the Dance Moms kid, Maddie Ziegler, and 48 other dancers to represent the 49 victims. I would definitely recommend watching that. But I really need to start with my girl, Lady Gaga. Last time I told you guys I'm a huge monster, and I was not joking. Since our show, she released a music video for her lead single, Perfect Illusion, which features her driving out to the desert, having a rave party dance performance of the song, and it ends with us realizing that the party was her perfect illusion, which is pretty clever. Lady Gaga then released the actual track listings for her upcoming album, Joanne, Standard and Deluxe, which 100 fans in New York City got to listen to at a private party where they signed non-disclosure agreements, and she's now strongly rumored to be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show.
What?
We're just waiting on an official announcement from the NFL. The Weeknd, whose real name is not The Weeknd, his real name's Abel, released the lead single from his upcoming album, which is also the title track, called Starboy, which features Daft Punk.
Absolutely is obsessed with this song.
We'll be playing it for you guys later on so you can see why Matt's obsessed with it. Along with the song, The Weeknd released the Starboy album cover that features him with a haircut, because do you remember he had those weird, like,
Looped back up into itself.
They were like kind of like dreads, but they were like molded into like a rooster shape on the top of his head. Well, they're gone now. And so on the cover, he has his haircut, and the music video for the song starts with him killing the old self with that rooster haircut and then having the shaved head.
It's
kind of interesting. The Backstreet Boys, yeah, I'm talking old school from early 90s.
Hell yeah.
They announced that they're headed to Las Vegas for a residency titled Larger Than Life, which will start March 1st, 2017. And the group will perform 18 shows as a test for the permanent residency at Planet Hollywood, which is where Britney Spears and J-Lo are.
That's why I'm queer. Backstreet Boys.
Katy Perry has been super vocal this election season, especially her support for Hillary Clinton. And on Tuesday, for voter registration day, she unveiled a new video where she goes to vote naked and gets arrested on Funny or Die. Not sure quite how I feel about it, but Madonna's now gotten into it as well.
Like, do we really need to sexualize voting, too?
Well, and I don't think it worked for getting anyone registered. But rapper...
We're certainly not going to register now.
Rapper Designer. You know the guy with that song Panda?
I got bros in Atlanta.
Panda.
Credit cards in the scanner.
Well, he was arrested really with four other people in New York City after a 911 caller claimed he pulled a gun on them. I'm not sure how she knew that it was the rapper Designer, but okay. Their vehicle was searched, and oxycodone and guns were found in the car, so he and his friends were charged with drug and weapon possession, but Designer was later acquitted of the felony gun charge, and a few days later, it was found that the pills in the car were not even oxycodone. They were legal steroids that belong to the driver, so he's totally free to go now.
That's good.
Kanye West finally joined Instagram and reached over 1 million followers. His username is @KanyeWest. The only thing you'll find on there is one uncaptioned post of a car. Kanye then got himself into another feud, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, with fellow rapper Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi tweeted, "I need y'all to know I got so many haters within the industry, and these clowns know I'm about to crash their entire existence.
Boo.
Everyone thinks they're so great, talking top five and be having 30 people write songs for them." Then he tweeted, "My tweets apply to who they apply, ye, Drake, whoever," and went on with some explicitives.
Can we say yay or ye? I feel like we say yay, right? Kanye?
Yeah, ye? I'll call you. Well, it's Yeezy, so I always get a little confused. Confusing.
Well...
But Kanye responded back on stage, said, quote, "Kid Cudi, don't ever mention ye name. I birthed you. Don't try to say who I can do songs with. You mad because I'm doing songs with Drake? Ain't nobody telling ye who to do songs with. Respect the God." I thought that was a little dramatic, but interesting. And Kanye later ended the feud at a different show on stage again, where he said, quote, "I just wanted to take time out to say Kid Cudi's my brother." And later called him the most influential artist of the past 10 years.
No.
I don't agree with that at all, but okay, absolutely Kanye. Not. And Niall Horan, the blonde guy that was in One Direction, who was the one Irish guy in the group, literally like an hour ago released his first solo track. It's called This Town. And it's so new that I haven't even listened to it, and I don't even have it for you guys. But keep your eye out for that, because no one knew he had a record deal.
He was the hottest one. I thought he was the
hottest
one.
No one even knew he had a solo deal.
No,
and now he's got songs out, so.
That's pretty cool.
That's all the music news I got for you. We'll be talking in depth about the end of Brangelina later on. But what do you have for relationship news besides Brad and Angie, who you don't like?
I don't like Brad and Angie. Well, not including those folk that I am not a fan of. There's been a bunch of breakups. But on a happier note, there have been a lot of new relationships forming as well. Ariana Grande and rapper Mac Miller confirmed they're dating. The two first met back in 2013 on the song The Way.
And have love the way you make me feel.
That's a good one. And they have recently reconnected. Idina Menzel, the Broadway chick who voiced Elsa, the Broadway superstar who is a legend and makes me cry, who voiced Elsa in the Disney film Frozen, got engaged to Aaron Lohr, who is her co-star in the film adaptation of Rent. She's also the person who John Travolta's like absolutely butchered her name. Yeah, that was bad.
Well, I'm happy for her, Adina and all, but she was so mean and like downright rude to me and my friends a while back when she came to town for a week. That's a story for another time, but I'm just saying I'm very bitter.
Well, that's too bad. I love Broadway stars. Go Broadway. Ryan Seacrest and supermodel Audrina Lima are rumored but unconfirmed to be a couple, so keep your eye on that. I hope Ryan Seacrest is bisexual like me. I feel like it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They connected at the Rio Olympics this summer and have been spotted out, especially to dinner, ever since. We also have some baby news. Adam Levine and his wife... Oh, God, Bahati Prinsloo, who is also a model, welcomed their baby girl into the world, who they named Dusty Rose. That's gorgeous.
Together, I think it's a little cheesy. Nice.
I like Dusty Rose. And Pharrell Williams announced his wife, Helen Lassikan.
No idea how to say this last name.
Khan. I'm going to say Khan. Is expecting their second child. Now on to some sad news. Jennifer Lopez, also known as Jenny from the Block.
I'm still Jenny from the Block.
I'm dancing. You can't see it because it's the radio. Has separated from her on-again, off-again boyfriend and dancer, Casper Smart. Teen couple with Brooklyn Beckham, the son of David and Victoria Beckham, and Chloe Grace Moretz broke up. And after months of annoying us, especially Taran and I, because I can't say anything right, so I said Taran's name wrong. She really does annoy us. Taylor Swift and actor Tom Hiddleston ended their relationship. Expect a new breakup song anytime soon. Don't worry, Brangelina will be broken down and dissected in just a few minutes, so stay tuned. What about events in TV world, Taran?
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's sweep season right now for TV. So there's been a bunch of new shows and like new seasons of old shows coming out lately. Personally, I've started watching Robin China, which is a spinoff of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, following their brother Rob and their family rival, Black China, who is now having a baby with Rob. Whoa. And they're engaged to be married, which would make her name Angela Kardashian. Mm. The first episode was one of the craziest things I've ever watched. Let's just say the title was, Are You Still Texting Bitches?
What?
So for some shameless binge watching, I would recommend that. It's on E! Sundays at 9, and they air like every episode before the new one goes on.
I also think, I'm pretty sure it is, I think sweep season starts next month. I think it starts October.
Okay.
So yeah, it's they're amping up. They're doing the premieres now so that everybody's watching in October.
Well, another show I've been watching that just started is called Finding Prince Charming. It's become like a guilty pleasure with me and my mom, but it's the first ever all-gay dating show.
What?
And it's almost identical to the Bachelor, Bachelorette series, but the dynamic is different and way more exciting with an all-gay male cast. Because like in the preview, you can see they start liking each other instead of liking the one guy that's competing.
Awesome.
So that's on Logo after RuPaul's Drag Race Thursdays at 9. I think there's only been 2 or 3 episodes, so you can definitely catch up. Another new season of American Horror Story started, which features Lady Gaga again, but only really briefly. And the theme of the season wasn't revealed until the first episode, but the theme is My Roanoke Nightmare. Roanoke was the colony that disappeared like way, way back before the United States was formed. And this season, it's shot more in like a documentary style.
Oh, interesting.
On FX, Wednesdays at 10. Now onto some other returning shows. Modern Family announced this week a new cast member. The 8-year-old actor Jackson Millarker is the first openly transgender child to appear on television, which is huge and really exciting news. Jackson transitioned at 6 years old and will be portraying a transgender child on the show, which isn't really surprising for Modern Family because they were one of the first shows to have like a gay couple and like a gay kiss.
Yep.
Yeah. Will and Grace, they returned after the presidential debate on Monday with a mini episode, which is their first reunion in 10 years.
Holy smokes.
The mini episode featured the original cast members in the original set as 2 Hillary supporters and 2 swing voters watching the debate.
Cool.
And most importantly, since our show, the 2016 Emmys were held, which had some super important wins, like personally for me.
Super important to Taryn.
Yes, this is what I chose to tell you about. So first, RuPaul. The legendary RuPaul. Okay, I hope you
drag
all know him.
Drag extraordinaire.
Yeah, premiered in like 1993 with Supermodel. So I'm a total super fan. I've watched every episode. I've met almost every contestant. He won for Best Reality Host, which was not televised. So don't even get me started on how mad that made me. But the win made Ru the first drag queen in history to ever win an entertainment award. So congratulations, Mama Ru. I love you so much. But I also had to say Lady Gaga's song from the documentary The Hunting Ground won Best Original Song in Lyrics, which was the first song in history to be nominated for an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Grammy in the same year. But that was also not televised. So, but the Emmys or whoever's in charge of nominations or whatever, they didn't think Gaga herself wrote enough of the lyrics, so they took the credit away from her, saying it's not her song. But Diane Warren, the other writer, announced that the award belonged to Gaga just as much as it did to her. Other than that, it was basically same shit, different day. And there wasn't much standout fashion or anything. Everyone that you thought was going to win won. And it actually got the lowest ratings they've ever had at only 11.3 million. Kind of interesting. I also wanted to mention that transgender actress Alyssa Arquette from the famous Arquette family passed away at 47 years old this week from cardiac arrest caused from HIV complications. Now, Matt, would you share the honors with me of telling everyone about the crazy celebrity stories that don't fit into any category? And let's lighten the mood.
Yeah. I am so happy to share this with you. First supermodel Kate Moss, not the first supermodel, that's me saying, trying to say first story. Supermodel Kate Moss left the talent agency that founded her to start her own called Kate Moss Agency. It's creative. But Kate Moss said she is less about modeling and more about managing people's careers, telling Business of Fashion, I don't really want pretty people. I want people that want to sing and dance and act. I want stars.
Should be interesting to see if it works out or not. Kylie Jenner is set to go to court because of her boyfriend, rapper Tyga, who I met and was actually really nice. Though they aren't married, Kylie has been ordered to appear alongside him in court on October 6th because of the frequent and expensive gifts she's received from him, which include like multiple luxury cars. Because if you remember, when she turned 18, he got her like this red Ferrari or something.
Yeah.
And she ended up crashing it like the next night.
How do...
Yeah, but they reportedly share funds, which I would not suggest to anyone in any relationship when you're especially only 18
underage,
years old.
Like, if you're under the age of 25, don't get a joint bank account.
No, but he's going to court for unpaid money for a watch and a gold chain. He's been to court several times before for, like, thousands of dollars of unpaid rent, and Kylie's going to have to go with him.
This is some Donald Trump-level BS. Like, pay your rent. You're rich as hell.
That would make me smart.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. Well, you'll really like the story about Kylie, since you said a few minutes ago you've been watching Rob in China. Rob tweeted Kylie's cell phone number not once, but twice, this Monday saying, I haven't been hacked, and then explained they were holding a baby shower for him without inviting the mother, Black China, so he was in a fit of rage when he got on Twitter. So, to be clear, this means he was mad because they were having a baby shower without the mom, which is crazy.
Who has the baby
and
inside
her? And so, in revenge, he was like, I'm going to tweet out Kylie's cell phone number so that she essentially has to get a new phone.
Yes.
That's rude as hell. Isn't that his daughter? Or is it not his daughter?
No, it's his half-sister.
Oh, God. That's right.
So, I thought it was so shady. I was looking at my phone and gasping, which is, I said before, that is the kind of stuff that I live for. It was also so petty. But finally, in bizarre news that I'm obsessed with that you probably won't see very many other places, Anthony Anderson, who starred on the show Black-ish, was on the Colbert Show, and he told Colbert that the iconic singer Stevie Wonder is lying about being blind.
What the hell?
He seemed to kind of be joking at first, but then he ended the conversation telling Colbert to have Stevie Wonder on his show and purposely place all sorts of stuff in front of him because he'll step over it.
That is so ableist. Like, that's just outright awful. Like, it's just awful.
Well, and he had like no proof. He was like, I was doing something with him on stage and Stevie came over to me and asked me to guide him to the piano, which I was like, okay, then you should have done it. And he was like, but he had no problem finding me on stage.
This guy sounds like an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but he deserves it.
It was so weird.
Anyways, did you know that Gigi?
Gigi.
Gigi. Sounds like something you call your grandma.
I actually have an aunt whose nickname is Gigi.
Oh, Gigi Hadid was attacked in Milan. We'll be discussing her attack, Brangelina, and more after this short break. You're listening to Tara and Steak with Taryn Warden and Matt Salzano on Loot Air Student Radio. And this is The Weeknd's new track, Starboy, that I am a huge fan of. So enjoy.
I'm Taryn Warden, and you're listening to Taryn's Take with me and Matt Salzano on Loot Air Student Radio. Don't forget, you can call us anytime at 253-535-7332. Once again, that's 253-535-7332. Now, Matt, it's time to break down the biggest stories from the past 2 weeks since we were on the air, and they usually meet... Yeah, they're usually the more serious stories where we actually need to, like, delve into what we think of them.
Yeah.
And you know what we have to start with?
We gotta start with Brangelina. We gotta do it.
A power couple so big they were referred to by one name. A couple that made many believe in true love.
Aww.
A couple that every appearance was captioned with relationship goals. After 12 years together,
gross,
but only 2 years of marriage, Angelina Jolie has filed for divorce from fellow actor Brad Pitt. And on the paperwork, she filled out September 15th as their date of separation. So what do you think happened? Because I have my own theory.
I think it's all about marriage. I think, like, there's a certain structure that's, there's new things expected of you. There's these, like, societal norms of marriage. And they just felt this strange, crushing pressure that just implicitly comes with getting married. Even if the relationship was just as serious before, mm-hmm. like suddenly signing a piece of paper somehow changed
how their relationship
works.
They were just dating for 10 years.
Yeah. And there's a certain seriousness that comes, even if you're sharing children, there's a certain seriousness that comes with the changing to wedded bliss, if mm-hmm. you will. I'm not sure exactly what that means because I've never been married. But I think there's a certain argument to be made of like you fit into this structure and then you expected things to work a certain way and perhaps mm-hmm. they didn't.
I say my theory is two things happened. One, their kids grew up. Mm-hmm. So their youngest kids were their twins who looked identical to their biological kid born before them. So they almost could have been triplets. But they're 8 years old now. So I've noticed a lot of couples kind of start to fall apart when their kids are no longer young. Because like the kids don't really need as much from you, so you have more time with each other. And if you have unsolved issues or issues with each other, then it's just going to come back to the surface because now you don't really have the kids to hide behind. And two, Angelina is super heavily involved with the United Nations and other humanitarian work, while Brad is just focused on being an actor. So I think that their lives have kind of come to two different points, and it's put them in two different places on the globe. You know, like she's in all these other countries, he's totally in Hollywood, and those paths just don't really coincide with each other anymore. Like, there's a big difference between being on a red carpet and meeting with refugees. So I think they just don't really understand each other in the same way that they used to, which totally makes sense. And since the announcement, there have been reports emerging that Brad Pitt had a physical fight with their oldest son, Maddox, on a private plane at LAX on September 14th, which is the day before their date of separation on their paperwork. But it doesn't really look to be true. I mean, there's not really any strong evidence of that at all. It's just like a source says. And there were some rumors of like a mistress or an affair that came out, but that also didn't really look to be true. And there was one actress, I had no idea who she was, but people were saying that he had an affair with her, and she publicly was like, I never speak on stuff like this, but I have to tell you, like, this didn't happen. Leave me out of this.
Yeah.
I do think it's interesting, though, that Angelina requested sole custody of their six kids in the divorce. So she is only asking for Brad to have visitation.
How many of them were hers exclusively before, though? Like,
well,
did they co-adopt but not married?
Yeah. Did you do that? So she adopted Maddox when she was married to Billy Bob Thornton before Brad Pitt. But she ended up getting divorced from him like 2 months after she adopted him. And then she adopted Zahara, and then she adopted Pax.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's their names. But she adopted all of them as a single mom, or like just her, and then Brad adopted them when they got together later. So it's kind of like, yes, they were their kids, but they were also kind of her kids, and then he took them on. So I'm not really sure about that, but like the last three are biologically his kids.
Okay.
So it's very interesting. Story's developing, so yeah. Everyone wants to know what happened, so like there will definitely be more information coming. I'll keep my eye on it and let you guys know what happens next time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so let's talk about Gigi, right?
Yeah.
Gigi Hadid. You were telling me she was attacked in Milan. I need some more details about this.
Yeah. So last week, Gigi Hadid, she's a model. Her mom was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. She's dating Zayn Malik, so you'd probably recognize her.
Ah, that's it.
Yeah. So she was at a Milan Fashion Week show with her sister, who is also a model, Bella, who's dating The Weeknd that we just played. And they are walking from the show to their car. There's like paparazzi everywhere. And so after they got off the sidewalk to get into the car, this man comes up behind Gigi and he picked her up from behind, wrapping his arms around her waist. And she automatically like started yelling at him, threw some elbows. And so he put her down and ran. And security gets her to the car. And then she said to them, like, can you go track that guy down? Well, they didn't. But he commented about it on Instagram. So he's been identified as Vitali Sedgwick, who is a known quote-unquote celebrity prankster. But really,
oh, that's the worst.
He just assaults people, and it's total BS. But he basically said on Instagram that the stunt was supposed to be a message to fashion editors like Anna Wintour for Vogue that Gigi and her friends aren't high fashion enough.
Celebrity pranksters are BS. Also, I've never said BS as much as I've said it on Laser because, you know, usually I just say the real word. celebrity pranks are a joke. It's just an excuse to be like, oh, like, I can physically abuse someone, physically, emotionally, publicly, what have you, abuse somebody and get away with it because they're a public figure. Like, well, they're also still human.
Yeah, they don't not feel things.
Yeah, and what's crazy is some of those, like, prank videos, you know, we've all seen them on YouTube, probably, especially in high school. Often they're racist, sexist, like, attack marginalized people in particular. Mm-hmm. Like, what happens when I try to steal a black guy's bike? Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, what really, I guess, frightened me specifically about the incident was that their security, they had two bodyguards, and they were both in front of her and Bella, when really you should always have a guard in front and a guard behind. So they're walking through this huge crowd in a different country than they're even from. They don't even speak the same mm-hmm. language there, and nobody was watching what was going on behind them. And then the fact that she had to ask them, can you track that guy down? Which they didn't even do. She shouldn't have had to ask. They should have responded to him picking her up and already gotten him. So I don't even understand what was going on with that. So
wild.
Her security needs to be fired. But I do want to mention that last night, well, with the time difference, it was daytime there. But for us, it was night. Kim Kardashian was attacked by the same guy in Paris.
Dear Lord.
So Kim was going from the car to a restaurant during Paris Fashion Week, and he got behind her and he like appeared to be grabbing her ankles and kissed her butt.
That's so, just sexual assault.
Yeah. So, but Kim had like almost no reaction except to like hurry up. But her security tackled him right there on the scene.
Good.
Which is what Gigi's security should have done. And these attacks weren't even a week apart, and it is the same guy. And no one has said what happened to the guy since then. It's been about 12 hours and maybe more. But Kim's security guard, Pascal, who's been on, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians all the time, her only reaction, she tweeted right after and was, like, Pascal's a G. And it was very interesting. But, like, this is a known guy.
Yeah. So he's been pulling pranks for a while.
Yeah. It basically started in, like, 2011. He baited Madonna to look like a snob.
Oh, right. Yep.
Because he got her flowers that she said that she hated. And then, like, made her, like, talk about why she didn't like them. So it made her look bad. And then he kissed Will Smith. And Will Smith slapped him in the face in, like, 2012. And, speaking of Brad Pitt, this guy was even arrested back in 2014 at the Maleficent red carpet. He, like, put his face in Brad Pitt's crotch. And Pitt, like, hit him in the head. And then the guy hit back and broke Brad Pitt's his glasses. But I don't know, outside of the U.S.
So much eroticism, it's weird.
Yeah, outside of the U.S., everyone, like, in Europe reported, like, that it was funny. Or they
really?
They refer to him as, like, a pest instead of it being, like, a serious issue. But, like, to me and most of, like, the U.S. reporting is all about, like, how sinister it actually is.
Yeah, it's rude. I mean, it's not just rude, though. It's not like it's like, oh, it's kind of obnoxious as if I, like, said something kind of mean to you. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
different.
No, it's, like, actually, like, really an abusive personhood.
Yeah. Oh, well, and he gets arrested all the time, and then, like, nothing seems to come of it. So, I don't know.
Terrible. I mean, that's scary. But you know what's even scarier? Segue. Facing wrongful death charges.
Yeah. That sucks to be you. And this week...
That's not me.
About who we're talking about. Sucks to be them. We have two different celebrity wrongful death charges. First is with actor Jim Carrey. You might know him from Dumb and Dumber. He's being sued by Mark Burton for the death of Catriona White.
Should we know who those people are?
No.
Okay.
But Catriona was Jim Carrey's on-again, off-again girlfriend.
Okay.
I only know her because she committed suicide back in 2015.
Oh.
And Mark Burton was her estranged husband. So they were
technically
still married.
Yeah.
Very tangled web. In the actual court documents, Mark is alleging that Jim Carrey used, quote, his immense wealth and celebrity status to obtain the painkillers that Catriona used to commit suicide by overdose and then tried to cover up his complicity in her death by sending bogus text messages to his already dead girlfriend, pretending as though he misplaced the drugs. So that lawsuit was filed on the 19th.
But even since then, the suit has gotten more complex. On the 23rd, Mark made an amendment complaint claiming that Jim Carrey gave Catriona multiple STDs, including herpes, and claims to have evidence as well with a letter to Jim from Catriona.
My thing is, does that have anything to do with the lawsuit? He was just trying to be rude, but Jim Carrey's lawyer is fighting back against that, saying that Catriona and Mark's marriage was an illegal sham so that she could evade immigration laws when she came from Ireland to the United States. Overall, Mark Burton is looking for damages that include Jim Carrey surrendering his private jet. Don't know why he's so specific about that, but this is the kind of story where I don't know who or what to believe. Like, I don't know anything about Catriona. There was no reports about STDs or her relationship with Jim Carrey, really, before her suicide. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But either way, there's like no winner.
Yeah.
This is just all bad.
All bad. We got another person facing wrongful death charges this week. It's like hard-hitting news in here, y'all. It's Nick Gordon. Serious. He's not a celebrity, but the death he's been charged for is a celebrity. It's Bobby Christina Brown.
Yeah, Bobby Christina is the daughter of Whitney Houston, rest in peace, and Bobby Brown. So she was found unconscious in a bathtub in January 2015, just like her mom, and then later died in the hospital February 2015, if you don't remember that. So Bobby Christina's estate filed a wrongful death suit against her boyfriend, Nick Gordon, who was with her when he found her in the tub. And the suit also accused him of assault, battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and transferring money from her account into his without authorization from her, which is pretty shady if it's true. Well, Nick didn't show up to court to fight any of these charges, even though he knew it was scheduled. So he has been found automatically guilty in the case, and the judge is now working to determine the amount of damages the state will receive from him because they are making him responsible for the death of Bobby Christina, and the suit has asked for $50 million.
That is a lot of money. What an absolute disaster. Anyways, we'll have to head out now for a break, and when we're back, you're going to get the promised story from Taryn, and I'm very excited about this, spilling the tea on the time she saw Beyonce. You're listening to Taryn's Take. It's Taryn Warden and Matt Salzano on Lewd Air Student Radio. Up next is Lady Gaga's latest single, Perfect Illusion.
21 days till her new album, Joanne.
Always good to listen to some Lady Gaga.
I'm obsessed with this song. We're back. I'm Taryn Warden, and I'm sitting here with Matt Salzano.
What?
For Taryn's Take on Lewd Air Student Radio. Like I said before, I'm going to tell you guys about the one time I found Beyonce shopping. I thought I'd share that with you guys for story time.
So excited.
Because basically everyone in the world except for me is obsessed with Beyonce. And the story is kind of like the night that started it all. So I thought it'd be a good tale.
I'm looking at the script right now, and this is like a 15-point bulleted thing.
Well,
like,
this is about
to be crazy.
I don't want to forget anything.
I'm stoked.
So back in July 2014, my best friend Eamon and I were taking our senior trip after we graduated high school. So we went to New York for a few days, and my dad had a work union thing in Chicago. So we basically had a free hotel room, so we like added it on to the trip.
Absolutely.
So we're in Chicago, and Beyonce is set to do her show with Jay-Z, the On the Run tour.
I'm going to cry.
But we didn't even know that because, I mean, like, we're on vacation. We're not even in our city.
You don't even like Beyonce.
But Eamon is obsessed with her.
Mm,
but we didn't know. We didn't know. So Ghirardelli, you know the chocolate company?
Yes.
They make the peppermint bark around Christmas. I love so much.
Girl,
can't wait for it.
Yes.
So they have an actual like restaurant store in Chicago, and it was bomb as hell. So me and my mom and Eamon had gone during the day, and then we took my dad like a different day to go there. So I am literally sipping on the best milkshake I've ever had when we hear screaming outside. So Eamon instinctively runs out of the store to see what these people are screaming about. And my mom, like a minute later, was like, oh, where's Eamon? And I was like, he went to go see what everyone was yelling about. He comes back in running. He yells, it's Beyonce, it's Beyonce. And he's like frantically going through my purse trying to get my phone because his died. And he was like, I need pictures. So I go running out of the milkshake. Like, I just left my milkshake behind. Well, we go running out of the store.
Yeah.
I leave my milkshake behind. And so we run outside, and Beyonce is shopping inside Topshop next door, which is literally connected
also,
to Ghirardelli.
Also, I love Topshop.
So we could barely see her through the window. So my parents come out, and they're like, oh, my God, what the hell is going on? We're like, oh, my God, it's Beyonce. And they're like, well, we'll meet you back at the hotel. We'd been in Chicago for a few days now, so, like, we knew where everything was. They just left us. So we, because we loved Gaga, that was the only person we had ever, like, waited out and tried to see.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, my gosh, she's going to go to the back of the store. So we run to the back because there's no way she's going to go through the front
right,
now
duh.
That there's people there. We get there. There's, like, three people back there. So one of the people that was back there is named Nick Gallo, and he is kind of like me, kind of paparazzi, but more interested in like seeing celebrities and getting pictures with them getting to know them. But he actually has like interviewed a few people. Jennifer Hudson, he's diehard her, and she lives in Chicago, so he sees her all the time. But I recognized him from meeting Gaga, like online on Instagram and stuff. So we start talking to him, we become friends with him, and then out of nowhere, garage doors open up. Here comes Beyonce in a black SUV. She drives right past us. Looks, doesn't wave, right? So
what the hell, Beyonce?
So out of nowhere, we just start running. Right, so we're running behind the car. I feel like we ran forever. I was so out of breath. I was like, I'm gonna pass out, I'm too tired. And then we got there and we'd run like 3 blocks on the run tour as we're running down the streets. So
we're running
we finally get there, we see her get out of the car and go into the back of the hotel, and she turned and looked at us, still didn't wave, and just went in, and I never saw her again. But I think that might be part of the reason why I don't like her so much.
Yeah, bad taste.
That night is also the night that I got confirmation that she was never pregnant with Blue Ivy.
I don't believe that at all.
I never thought that she was, because did you ever see that time?
Wait, you're saying confirmation she wasn't pregnant with her? I think she was.
Well, did you ever see the interview where she sat down and her pregnant belly folded in half?
Yes.
Pregnant bellies don't do that. But I mentioned that to Nick, and he was saying he saw her literally like a week before Blue Ivy was born, and she didn't have the bump on.
I don't believe it. Isn't there like video of the birth? Like in that, she has a music video where I think there's like actual pregnant stuff. I didn't watch it.
I don't know.
I don't believe it at all. I'm a Beyonce fan, so there's my bias.
I have no problem with like if you had a surrogate or whatever, do whatever you want. Especially when you have the money. If you did, just own up to it.
Yeah, I agree, but I just don't think she had a surrogate.
Well,
modus vivendi.
Yeah, same night, Nick Gallo, he encouraged me and Eamon to wait for people, like not just Gaga, but like the way that we just did for Beyonce. Because he was saying, like, once you know what you're doing, it's super easy. And we were like, that would be so much fun. And then we'd know what we're doing when Gaga comes to town. That would be so perfect. So we get back to town and basically started it all right then. So
awesome. It's inspiring.
The time that Beyonce blew me off is the time that started all.
For sure.
So if you want to be paparazzi like me and my friends, or at least try, or if you're just looking for a night out, there's a few shows coming up in our area of Seattle and Tacoma. So we mentioned her a few times today, and tonight she kicks off her tour right here. Sia will be joined by Miguel and dancer Maddie Ziegler at Key Arena in Seattle.
Def Leppard, you know, throwback, will be rocking out at the Tacoma Dome October 1st.
Tegan and Sarah, who get played a bunch here on Loot Air Student Radio, and I actually saw a sign from them that said, thanks for playing us so much out in the lobby. They'll be at the Moore Theater on October 4th in Seattle.
And Maroon 5 with Tove Lo as their opening act. Big fans of both of those, actually. Mm-hmm. Play Key Arena October 11th.
So, for even more updates on everything music, television, scandal, more, and some quirky stuff that just doesn't even make sense, follow Terrence Take on Twitter. So that's at TerranceTake. That's all we have for you guys today. We hope you we gave you an escape from reality for at least the past hour. And we hope to see you back here on our next show, which will be October 13th. And I don't know about you, but I am off to go get some of that free coffee and free donuts.
I'm going to find some of those donuts. So we'll see you later, gossip fans. Peace out.
We'll see you next time.